how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. I'm here. Am I on? Okay. Hey. What do you know? We're back tonight, and, well, tonight, for once in a little bit of time, we're going to have the whole program to ourselves. That's right. We're going to have plenty of time to talk and chitty-chat, as they say, about many of the issues that, of course, are preeminent in the news. Some of them are not preeminent because they have been censored from the news, from the so-called newsmeisters. But one of the things I'll be talking about in a little bit tonight will be the impeachment. You say, what impeachment? Well, I'm talking about H. Resolution 333, the bill to impeach Dick Cheney, the moment of truth. And we'll talk a little bit about that, maybe, and we'll talk about some of the other things that need to be talked about tonight. So, feel free to call in. Feel free to talk about many of these issues, the Law of the Sea Treaty, the latest attempt at amnesty for those who are coming into the country under the guise of agriculture, and we'll do that as well. But one thing I want to start off with here is the fact that in the American Free Press this week, they brought up something that, of course, I brought up a long time ago when the election in France took place. And I think you remember, many of you faithful listeners remember, the man who was president of France right now. And, of course, Mr. Sarkozy, as I told you, was Jewish, but also he now apparently is being investigated by some, according to a recent report appearing in the French newspaper Le Figaro, that he, of course, was once an agent of Israel's Mossad. According to the story, French police are investigating documents concerning Sarkozy's alleged espionage activities on behalf of the Mossad, which Le Figaro claims go back as far as 1983, when Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin ordered the infiltration of the French ruling Gaullist party. So that's very interesting, I would say, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And, of course, speaking of the Mossad, we can't go too far down the street. And there we find the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. And, of course, their nefarious activities recently, and every time there is a conference of the American Free Press people and others and the Barnes Review movement and those that want to protect the First Amendment, they attempt to frighten out of the hotel any of the participants. And we know that took place also in California recently. Well, having said that, wait till you hear what I come back with from this week's forward. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Thank you, thank you. We're back now, and hey, we've got somebody on the line waiting to speak to me. Someone that I was just about ready to put an all-points bulletin alert out for, and he's resurfaced, I believe, if that's him. So you stay tuned. I'll pick up that phone call in just a few moments. Our number, of course, is 800-313-9443. I was just going to segue into this piece from the ADL and the President Sarkozy in France, Prime Minister there, being Mossad, supposedly anyway, a Mossad agent, wouldn't doubt it in the least, not surprised. I think I smelled a rat when he became president and was the recipient of all kinds of lavish praise from the media bosses here in the United States as being quite a progressive and a voice of moderation and, willing to take a hard line on the so-called Islamo-fascists and yet maintain the democratic character of France, you know. Well, sure enough, the question now arises, was he in fact a Mossad agent going back to the Menachem Begin days? We'll find out more, won't we? And the ADL, trying to once again do its best to censor speakers at the conference, recently, the American Free Press and the committee, and of course those that were there under the banner of No More Wars for Israel. Not surprising. That's what they do best, censor. Oppose freedom. Oppose Americanism. Well, I'm not surprised in reading in this week's brand new cover story of the Forward that poor Jimmy Carter's efforts to mend ties with the Jewish community, as they put it, get a cold shoulder. Again, why am I not surprised? Does the phrase never forgive and never forget mean anything here? Well, Abe Foxman apparently exemplifies such a precept. Jimmy Carter's newest efforts to repair relations with the Jewish community. Now, right there in that first part of the first sentence, that tells you something. Do you catch it? Do you see it? With the Jewish community, not with segments of or parts of the Jewish community, but with the singularity of the term Jewish community, which apparently, according to the Forward, is pretty near unanimously in favor of opposing Jimmy Carter's activities. For once, he got it right in his life, to oppose the Israeli apartheid system. Well, that's interesting. They're telling us it's the whole community. They're telling us they're speaking for Judaism and Jewry. Well, they say Jimmy Carter's newest efforts to repair relations with the Jewish community were rebuffed not once, but twice last week, and at the very highest levels. Carter's first outreach effort came in an invitation to Jewish groups to discuss ways that the former president could help make the upcoming Mideast Peace Conference a success. While he invited most of the major Jewish organizations, the event was only attended by representatives of the Reform Movement and by several smaller dovish Jewish groups. "I didn't want to be used," said Anti-Defamation League National Director Abe Foxman, one of the leaders who turned down Carter's invitation. Quote, "I didn't think anything constructive could come out of the meeting, except for him being able to say he met with Jewish leaders," unquote. Oh, we can't throw the doggy a bone, huh? Can we? Well, Carter has encountered similar difficulties, we read, in reaching out to Jewish lawmakers on Capitol Hill. A closed-door meeting he held with Jewish members of Congress turned into a passionate rebuke of the former president's views on Israel and the Middle East. He left the room less happy than Lincoln was when he left the Ford Theater, said Representative Gary Ackerman, a New York Democrat who attended the meeting. You can read on the Forward this week. You can go online. I think that story tells me so much, ladies and gentlemen. Never forgive, never forget. Isn't that what Cain said? The children of Cain, isn't that what Satan said? It's God who's wrong, not me. He made me this way. He's the problem, not us. We must never forgive him and never forget. Jesus is the problem. We must be rid of him. Well, that's exactly the same kind of mindset which Jimmy Carter now has encountered. And I'm not unhappy, by the way. I think it's wonderful. Jimmy Carter represented enough evil during his administration to emulate much of what FDR did in the 30s and in the war. I'm not at all apologetic for Jimmy Carter. However, I will say that Jimmy Carter, for once in his existence, managed to get something right. And these people who call themselves Americans, these Jewish congressmen, these Jewish senators, these Jewish organizers and activists, are now telling me, Rick Adams, that they are anything but Americans first. They are Americans last, if at all Americans. They are treachery-oriented, duplicity-oriented, double-minded, hypocritical, and most of all, disloyal. You see, years ago, the Soviets sent into the West a spy, and he was sent in to do his job. What was his job? His job was to sow the seeds of Marxism-Leninism, communism-socialism. And they told him, the master spy said to the junior spy, I want you to go out into the West, and I even want you to denounce the Soviet Union, to play the card both ways, to talk about how terrible the Soviets can become and be and so forth. But one thing you will never do, as a loyal communist, you will never do this. He said, what is it? They said, you will never contradict the thoughts and the conclusions of Marxism and Leninism, which is the heart and soul, the bread and butter of everything we stand for. For when you do, he said, God help you. Or should I say, may the force help you, since there is no God except the God of communism. Because if you dare to contradict those conclusions, and you sow doubt in the people's minds, we'll come after you and we'll kill you. Now, Zionism is basically the same. And the Zionists know that if they contradict the thoughts of Zionism and Zionist Jewish supremacy, they too will have to pay a price. Now, they're willing to do that and not pay the price before their peers and overseers. They'd rather sell America down the river, as they have done with the Larry Franklins and all of the others, the Jonathan Pollards, that come to mind, because they worship the thoughts and the conclusions of Zionism in Israel. And here Jimmy Carter gets rebuffed again and again and again. Shame on him for extending that frail olive branch to those who want not only the branch and the olives, but they want the root itself. So Jimmy Carter has to find out the hard way. Well, good. Let him now understand the nature of the beast that we contend with. All right? That's what I wanted to say in opening. When we come back from the break, I'm going to take your calls and I'm going to continue to discuss issues. But before I take the break, I should mention something very interesting. Someone wrote that when the Constitution was amended to allow women to hold office as senators, reps, or president or vice president, was that the case? Every reference to the president in Article 2 is as the male gender. Section 1, Paragraph 1 of the amendment says something to the effect that the president shall be a male in case of removal from the office or his death. We'll get back to that and your calls when we come back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Yes, indeed, we're back. And I was referring to email that someone had written me concerning why, if Hillary Clinton should become elected, why she cannot hold office in violation of the Constitution. And that has to do with references to the fact that president must be a male. Isn't that interesting? Every reference to the president in Article 2 of this amendment is as the male gender. Section 1, Paragraph 1, quote, he shall hold his office. Paragraph 6, in case of the removal of the president or of his death, before he enters on the execution of his office, he shall, Section 2, Paragraph 1, he may require the opinion, quote, unquote. Well, said so you can read the rest for yourself. Even the 25th Amendment, declared ratified February 23rd, 1967, refers to the president as being male several times. So what do you think of that? Oh, my. Oh, my. For your convenience, the 14th Amendment, quote, the right of citizens of the U.S. to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Anyway, okay. Now, before I get on with the impeachment of Dick Cheney, let me take a call here. That is from someone, as I say, who I was just prepared to put an APB out on. And I think that's him. Rodney in Texas, is that you? Is it the real Rodney? The one and only Rodney? Let's see. Hello. Hello.
Hey, this is Rodney.
It is the Rodney. The Rodney, the only one. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, Rick Adams. How you doing, my friend?
My goodness, I'm doing fine. And how have you been and where have you been?
Well, I've been very busy, and thank God I'm still living.
Amen.
We're living in some very tumultuous times right now, Rick, and causing a lot of anxiety for a lot of people. However, I keep praying, and I'm going to keep my head up. I hope that you do the same and many others out there because, in the end, we will win. I'm a man who really believes in God, so I ultimately believe that it's going to be with a lot of backing, from the spiritual, from things in the spiritual places. So, with that being said, you actually kind of gave me a segue into what I called about, or one of the things that I called about, and that was this media blackout of the impeachment that was brought to the floor by Dennis Kucinich.
Yes, and, exactly.
And I want to briefly touch on that along with, we're having elections, and several of my associates have noticed that there's been some very bizarre things going on with some of these elections, most especially down there in the area around where Hurricane Katrina hit.
Yes.
And we are noticing that several of these numbers haven't came out, even though a lot of the voting booths have closed down. And some believe that that it's because many of those people that are very, very closely connected to the Bush crime family probably have lost, and they're probably trying to manipulate these phony voting machines. And so that's one other thing that I had on my mind while you were having your monologue. But I also wanted to interject something when you were talking about Jimmy Carter having this meeting behind closed doors. I find that that's very, very interesting in and of its own self, that these people have to have their meetings behind closed doors so that people can't really see that, as the forward tried to portray it, that they're in solidarity with one another, and that their media really marginalized probably the majority of the Jews out there who really believe that there should be some forgiveness, and that this olive branch should be extended. However, you made the statement that Carter left the room dejected, and I was thinking to myself, it's a wonder he even made it out of that room because of the bloodthirsty nature of a lot of these Jews, I don't even know how to categorize them, Rick, but other than to say that they are bloodthirsty, and they want you and I and many others to forgive, but on the other hand, they have a whole different set of rules for themselves, and you know me, Rick, I'm not a Jew basher by any stretch of the imagination, but I am a person who believes in fairness.
Well, you see, that's an unpardonable sin right there now.
Right.
You've committed the unpardonable sin as far as these souls are concerned, Rodney. All right, hang on with me, please.
Sure.
Quick break. Plenty of time to talk. We'll take other calls tonight on this Tuesday night broadcast of Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Radio Avenger Rick Adams will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Well, I'm back now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having trouble with my connection here, my ISP connection. And as soon as I began the program here and started talking about the impeachment of Dick Cheney, and now I get reports some of you may be experiencing dropouts on streaming audio. So and of course mentioning the ADL certainly is enough to cause interference, I'm sure. But anyway, we will continue, and we will hope that you can hear me. And Rodney, you're still with me, right?
Of course, Rick.
Well, they haven't eliminated you yet. Oh my,
well,
thankfully.
You know, if you know, you can't eliminate the truth, Rick. And sad, what's so sad about these phony, fake Jewish leaders is they think that all of us out here are so stupid and ignorant and lazy that we can't even, that we won't take and open up the Bible to the Old Testament and read that the Jewish religion has a history. And this ties right in with what you were saying about how Zionism and Marxism has co-opted and taken over what was the remnants of the Jewish religion. But this traces all the way back to biblical times, where the Jews were repeatedly rebuked and punished, and even at times allowed to be held in captivity, under a Babylonian rule, and that all is documented in the book of Nehemiah, because they didn't do what they were told to do by God Almighty. Okay, now, we have the same thing going on now, probably on an even worse level. The bad thing is, they have control over the media, and they have twisted things in such a way where a vast majority of people actually believe that the Jews still are God's chosen people, and that whatever they do, even if it's wrong, even if it's murder, even if it means going out here and just causing one war after the other at your expense and my expense, that we should allow them to do this because this is what God has chosen them and allowed them to do. Well, that is the complete, that goes completely against God's word, the Bible, and probably is one of the main reasons why they killed Jesus, because he exposed them for the same things that you exposed them for, but first and foremost, the Bible. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that you see leaders like Foxman and these people coming out who try to pass themselves off as being the liaison or the main mouthpiece for the Jews, when in fact all they are people who have co-opted, and they, in essence, really similar to the black race, oppress those people. They do nothing good for them. It was reported to me, and I think this can be documented, or a person can research it and find out for themselves, that over in Israel, I mean, it's almost 70 to 80% unemployment over there. And yet we get, this country sends billions and billions and billions of dollars over there to that country, and I wonder, you know, that should put these people in a position where they should be living very lavishly. However, the, I guess you would call it the underclass, or the people that these people marginalized, the phony Jewish leaders, they keep these people basically in slavery, and hardly any of that is mentioned by the mainstream media over here. Thank goodness we have programs like yours who do attempt, to bring this to the attention of the American public. And Rick, I would have to commend you, because there are a lot of people who are starting to wake up and say, you know, enough is enough. Israel has been caught doing terrible things, getting our young men and women killed because they start wars, and then they allow us to go over there with our young men and women and get them killed while they sit back and they reap the benefits of it.
Yes.
So you can see that the American public, and now I'm hearing reports that Condoleezza Rice, which you and I, we've always known, Rick, that there were ties to the AIPAC group, and supposedly she's been subpoenaed, and some of her other people. I don't know how far that's going to go, but the mere fact that it has gotten out into the media and people are starting to smell the stench from a lot of this this Jewish centrifuge, and just, it's just, people are starting to smell it, and it's waking a lot of people up. It kind of confirms, and I would even say vindicates a lot of the people who have in the past called you and many others Jew bashers, when in fact all you were trying to do is uncover the truth.
Well,
so I'm sorry for being so long-winded.
That's all right, Rodney. It's worth it. We've waited so long to hear from you. I'm happy you did call, and you are hitting the nail on the head once again, sir. I appreciate that, and you're right. Absolutely. The way to silence an argument is to name-call, and unfortunately, that is what they do. They name-call, and they are not held accountable by the very media, which, of course, is run by their very kindred souls. So
yes.
We understand that, but how many Americans understand it? Well, I'm afraid far too few. And the reason is, of course, that the media are part of the problem, and the media are controlled by the same bunch that control American foreign policy. And just in case anyone should put his thinking cap on and start thinking and say, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. Who are the real racists here? Who are the real supremacists? They'll trot out another Holocaust movie. And they'll club you and me and everyone else over the head and tell us that unless we continue to fork over the money and fork over our souls and our children to fight for poor little innocent, defenseless, tiny Israel, then we too are guilty of another Holocaust. So, you know, that is the mentality, that's the M.O. of these denizens of darkness. And unfortunately, the reality is, in human terms, that it works. It works quite well. But I do believe they are reaching the point of diminishing returns at this stage.
I don't know if you noticed, but Israel has even went so far as to demand now that we not pay them in U.S.
Yeah,
dollars.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for some time. Indeed.
Yeah, but you see, this is just how cocky and arrogant and conceited they've gotten to do it. No, we want your welfare, but we don't want it in your currency. We want it this way. I mean, they just dictate, and it's
absolutely,
man. Well, Rick, I'm going
to get out
of
the way.
Good to
hear from you, Rodney. I'm glad to know you're well and continue to be blessed.
Likewise, brother. Take
Amen.
Care.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye now. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. Unless Congress immediately impeaches Bush and Cheney, a year from now, the U.S. could be in a dictatorial police state at war with a nation of Iran. This article by Michael J. Larkin. And, of course, it is covered in Counterpunch last week, the publication and the website Counterpunch. I think you find that to be very interesting. I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but first I'm going to take more calls. We hear that Mr. Rumsfeld has had to flee France, as a matter of fact. We just mentioned Mr. Carzozzi in France, and he had to flee because there was a chance that he might have been arrested there. That's an interesting point, but we have much to talk about tonight. Let me go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Ernie in Virginia. Hello there.
Good evening, Rick.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Your opening comments made me think about the big picture and what's really going on.
Yep.
Essentially, the elites are at war with average Americans in every possible way.
Mm-hmm.
They're looting our country. They're using free trade, the international banks. And you think about it, our food and product safety mechanisms have been destroyed. Our farms are being destroyed to the extent that we're now net importers of food. And when you think about the recent Bilderberg meeting, late May, early June, in the reversal by the administration on the Law of the Sea Treaty and the promise to increase the cost of gasoline to more than $6, they are implementing the whole plan step by step. And we sit here and watch the Federal Reserve drop the interest rates, the discount rate, and we watch the dollar basically go into the trash heap, causing even more potential instability and demise for the American people. And then when we read, you mentioned the ag bill, when the American people speak out, call the senators and fight back and stand together, we can beat them. We beat them on the DREAM Act. And you mentioned the ag bill, Senator Feinstein's ag amendment. That went down. She withdrew that yesterday, according to the Lou Dobbs show. I haven't seen it in writing.
You know, the sad part is that they play this game of withdrawing and then resubmitting. And they do this almost within the same period of time, almost within the same afternoon.
precisely, with the promise of, oh, we're going to bring it back, and we'll bring it back at our time.
Well, three times we defeated the amnesty proposal, the so-called Dream Act.
Exactly.
That was three times, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Three times.
In just one session, and just this one year.
Right.
And that was after we had already defeated the amnesty bill, the comprehensive bill that Bush was pushing. You know?
We won there, we won on the Dream Act, and we have won substantially, and we've even altered the administration's course because they were hell-bent on the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system and continuing the open border agenda. And now they're even building one part of the two-tier fence. I saw the Homeland Security czar, the dual citizen, Mr. Chertoff, talk about his 290-some-mile fence having been built. But there's apparently the border is still wide open, and people just walk through the checkpoints, and they're not stopped by anybody. But today there is a promise by the end of the year or early next year they're going to do something about it.
Well, not only that, but then you recall just a few weeks ago, we saw what Bush did. He pulled another fast one. He requested, a $500 million or something as part of the $1.4 billion overall program to fund security cooperation with Mexico on drugs, so-called drug war. Now, he did this, right? Well, at the same time, he will not fund the border protection. He will not fund anything along the border that protects it. So it's a show, it's a game, it's a sham, and he does it all the time and gets away with it.
Well, he doesn't totally get away with it because yours truly and your listeners and many other people, and there's a growing number of people. If you look at the fundraising that Mr. Paul recently had yesterday, by one of his volunteers who came up with the idea, let's try to raise some money for our congressman.
And what did it wind up at? As of last night, it was over 4 million, wasn't it?
Yes, I heard it's 4.2 million.
That's what I heard, yeah.
And it's still growing, and at least, I think it was 37,000 supporters. And, you know, remember in some of those prior polls when they had those Republican debates, and then who won, and you got this flood of people voting for Ron Paul, and then they said, oh, it was just the same people voting over and over, and then they dropped it down. Well, you got 37,000 people giving contributions over 4.2 million in one day. Yeah. Don't you think there's some support out there for the Congress?
Oh, yeah, and it's widespread. It's across the board. It's smaller contributions adding up because of the numbers of people giving. That in itself is a testimony.
That is.
People are angry and fed up with the status quo and the liars.
The liars in both political parties. And the both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, if they were going to fix this mess, they would have done so a long time ago. And it's going nowhere fast. But we are still faced with the Law of the Sea Treaty. And you think about that treaty. What benefit is that treaty to put the UN, to give the UN jurisdiction over the United States and land-based pollution sources, and to give us another tax and give them an international taxing authority. And yet our Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 17-4 to support this.
Yep. To release it from the committee. Yep.
Right. So we need to continue to call and oppose this Law of the Sea Treaty. We need 34 senators to stand up for America. And we need our people calling in, your listeners, and also that homegrown terrorism bill. Ted Pike, who has been on your show many times on the hate crime legislation.
Yes, he's covered it very well yesterday. People can visit his website at truthtellers.org and read it, what he has just written, and I think he's put up a very good case against it.
Oh, he has. And the details in his write-up and the linkage to the ADL. And this is nothing but thought crime legislation meant to investigate and punish people for ideas, not actions. And how far is this sanity going to go? We need to call our senators and say no to Senate Bill 1959 because it's already passed the House by 404-6. And you got to wonder, what's wrong with the House?
Yep.
Both political parties are undermining the Constitution day in and day out. We must stand up and say to the senators, no more of this.
No more commissions, no more laws, period.
precisely.
We need to repeal laws, not enact new ones.
Well, here, and I have another peeve, and this is going under the radar because we got so many of these bills flying past us, but it's we're being bombarded with an attack not only on our inherent First Amendment rights and the Second Amendment rights, but they're going after private property rights and a whole number of bills. And
And
House Resolution 1483 was passed 291 to 122. It's using the term Celebrating America's Heritage Act, where Congress is planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as heritage areas will strip the owners of their right to use the land as they choose and give that right to appointed individuals who are supposed to manage the land for the, quote, collective good of the community. And that reminds me of the giveaway to give the U.N. jurisdiction over federal parkland.
Yes. And on it goes, Ernie.
But that Senate bill, we need to vote against Senate Bill 817.
Amen. Thanks for that,
Thank
Ernie.
You, Rick.
We'll be back with more calls, more talk just ahead. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we are back now. I'm going to give you more of the reasons for the resolution 333 that is being pushed as a resolution by Dennis Kucinich, who's running for president. And, of course, I know he's a liberal, he's a partisan, he's a Democrat, but, you know, even that clock that's broken can be right and is right twice a day. So let's give credit where credit is due. It probably isn't going to go anywhere at all, but it is going to build a momentum. Senator Webb from Virginia has come out and basically laid the cards out on the table. If you think you're going to start another war, Mr. Bush, on your own without approval from Congress, you've got another thing coming. Well, of course, George Bush laughs at that. He smirks and smudges his face against Dick Cheney's face, and the two of them, like little Bopsy twins, giggle and laugh at us and say, we don't care what you think. You know, we're going to do whatever we want to do. That is the sign of a dictatorship, and a sociopathic dictatorship at that. Saddam Hussein couldn't come close. Hitler would pale in comparison, my friends, to what these guys are going to get away with and have gotten away with in the past. Now, there are some other numbers I want to give you, some other toll-free numbers to congressmen, in case the ones that we have given you don't work. In case they don't work. One of them is 877-851-6437. That's the one we've been giving all along. 877-851-6437. But now get your pencil out and your paper. Take down a couple of other numbers, just in case, okay? 866-340-9281. 866-340-9281. And then there's 800-614-2803. 800-614-2803. Put them in your cell phone, your contacts, whatever, if you have a cell phone. Put them on your refrigerator. Keep calling, keep dialing, get others to do it. Impeach. Support the Kucinich resolution. Vote to not table or kill the resolution that is on debate right now. Obey your oath to the Constitution. And impeach, support this resolution. Otherwise, you are a traitor to the Constitution, and you too will be held to account. That's what you need to tell them. Now, phone calls and faxes are certainly important because it definitely ties up the lines, there's no question, and prevents them from getting on with business as usual. One of the people, citizens, reported that her congressman's answer to impeachment was that if they go down that path, they won't get anything else done. And I say, hooray! Hooray! Let us be thankful that they don't get anything else done. My friends, they've done enough. They've done too much. Most of it has been to harm our country. Now, he's calling, Kucinich is calling for town meetings in support of his effort to debate impeachment. He's issued a call to citizens to hold town hall style meetings on impeachment during the span of days that will be announced very shortly. His resolution is 333. All right. That's the vote to impeach Dick Cheney and George Bush. This whole administration must be brought down before they destroy what's left of America. All right. Be right back with more. Hour number two coming up and your call. Stay with me as we continue with Uncensored Radio Free America.